This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It is one of the top landing spots for WHL graduates in the education program. Now the University of British Columbia men's hockey team has a fight on their hands as their program faces being phased out. We'll have more with their head coach, Milan Dragicevic, in moments. The Edmonton Oil Kings are rolling as they hit BC for a three-game trip. We'll talk to one of their key components, Curtis Lazar. And we'll introduce you to the WHL's new Director of Player Development and Recruitment, Kurt Hill. Tell us about the annual U.S. Prospects Camp upcoming in Anaheim. Well, he's a former player and a coach in the Western Hockey League. Now he guides the UBC Thunderbirds in CIS hockey. Milan, I guess, first of all, I mean, the news coming out of the university, not good a couple weeks ago. How do you react to, you know, being one of the first teams on the chopping block, considering you're such a big part to that university and the athletics program there?
Well, John, you said it. We are a big part. We've been here for 100 years. There's no reason for us to think that the university would put us on the chopping block, but I guess that's what it is. We didn't get through stage one, we're in stage two, and we have to do our due diligence and to make sure that our program can be sustainable for many years to come.
Now, I guess the next step is presenting a five-year plan, so tell me the work that goes into trying to convince the school that you are a big part of things and, you know, a big key cog in the whole, you know, CIS wheel here, especially for the WHL as well.
Well, the five-year plan is presented as far as about a 40-page written report, and then they have about a week to dissect it, and then they ask us questions about it and how we plan on progressing with this five-year plan, and everything about academic success, competitive success, progression and pathways, which is, you know, sending our players to professional hockey, our graduation rates, you know, every little detail about our program and how we're going to improve it over the next 5 years, and sponsorships, revenue generating streams, budgets. You know, this all takes into account, and we really have to expose our program and see where we want to be over the next 5 years, and every little detail counts.
Now, you have 19 players on WHL education scholarships. I mean, it's a huge landing spot, and as you mentioned, the only CIS school in BC.
Well, it's very important that we stay here, you know, for many reasons, as we've discussed about. But I think, you know, players want to stay home after they finish their junior career. A lot of players just want to stay home, and so their parents can get the opportunity to watch them, and all their support services are here. And if there's no school in BC, you know, that just hinders. Players have to move if they want to play the top level of amateur hockey. You know, there's no reason for them to go and play in a different province when there's a great academic school here for them and a great hockey program here. It only makes sense for them to have UBC continue to be part of CIS.
What about reaching out to alumni? I know that is something that has been done with the football program there at UBC. How much correspondence has there been, and how much support from the alumni?
Our alumni has been absolutely fantastic. 10 days ago, UBC gave us a number of what they expect us to raise, and I tell you what, over the last 10, 12 days since this thing started, our alumni has come through full circle. Players that have played in the 50s and 60s and the 70s and just recently graduates are putting money back into the program, and it just shows you how much they care about the program and where they came from and where they played. And it's just incredible to see, and that number is just getting higher and higher. And you know, obviously, for this program to be sustainable, we need alumni support, we need sponsorship support, and our alumni has come through huge in the last 10, 12 days.
I was talking to one of your defensemen, Brandon Underwood, in his first season there with your program, and he said it's, you know, on the ice now, you've turned it into a bit of a rallying cry here for a playoff push as well.
Well, you know, it's kind of like us against the world mentality, and that's the way we need it. And we have a good team. We have a great team. Like you said, we have 19 former Western Hockey League players, and, you know, the Western Hockey League puts a lot of money into UBC as far as paying for books and tuition, and people have to recognize the fact that, you know, that's the way it is. It puts a lot of money into UBC, into academic programs, and, you know, it's such a good league, and it's such a good viable option for our players to have, and absolutely it's a rally cry for our guys. No one wants to see this program leave, especially after being around for 100 years.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, it sounds like you have a fight on your hands, but it is being waged now, and you guys are on the right path there. Milan, best of luck there at UBC as you look to extend the program for years to come. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the WHL naming its Players of the Month for January. Prince George Cougar overage forward Todd Fidler picked up the Player Award for posting 16 goals and 13 assists for 29 points in 14 games, helping the Cougars stay in the playoff chase in the Western Conference. Tri-City Americans goaltender Eric Comrie is the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month. The 18-year-old from Edmonton played 11 games for the Ams in the month, posting an 8-2-0-1 record with a shutout and a 1.35 goals against average with a .962 save percentage. In fact, Comrie allowed one goal or less in 8 of those 11 starts. He was chosen as the first star in 6 of those games. The Edmonton Oil Kings, heading into the weekend on a 9-game winning streak to vault all the way to the top of the Eastern Conference. I spoke with Ottawa Senators first-round pick Curtis Lazar to find out if this team has what it takes to advance to a third straight WHL final.
This team is rolling right now. Just what's it been for this team that has really found its game of old the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, you know what, we believe in each other in the dressing room, and that's probably the biggest thing. You know, we're confident in our guys, and you look, you know, we have great defense and goaltenders. You know, it starts from there and just goes out.
Are you guys playing your best hockey of the year right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're doing pretty good, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. And right now, you know, we're sitting atop of the Eastern Conference, but, you know, it's a tight race. I mean, Calgary's right on our heels, so it's vital for us to keep on improving so, you know, we get to the playoffs, we'll be ready to go.
Now, personally for you, you break in as a rookie, you win a WHL title, then you get drafted and you go and you get to the league final again. It's really just been a paved road for you. Have you taken any of this for granted, your WHL career and what it's all meant for you?
Not at all. I mean, you know, I'm thrilled and honored with the opportunity I've had with the Edmonton Oil Kings over the past couple of years, but, I mean, you got to work for it. That's the bottom line. And, you know, I've had some great coaches. You know, my teammates have been great and watching them go on to, you know, bigger, better things. You know, prime examples, Mark Pesek with the Buffalo Sabres, and just the little details that I can pull away from them that's really helped me out in my career.
This team, compared to those two teams that went to the Cup Final, you guys have to do things a little bit differently, but you still have, you know, some key pieces, but maybe more pressure on guys like you and Henrik Samuelsson and Mitch Moraz to kind of carry the mail?
Yeah, I mean, it sort of seems like that, but we know when you watch us play, you can look at our depth and, you know, how strong guys have really become throughout the season. And beginning of the year, we had to work out those kinks here and there, but now the guys going, we're getting contributions from everyone.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
He is the new WHL Director of Player Development and Recruitment. He's been on the job for about a month. He's a former Western Hockey Leaguer. Kurt Hill joins us on the phone to talk about the U.S. Prospects Camp coming up in April. But first of all, Kurt, you're brand new with the league and went to the University of Waterloo. But take me back to your Western Hockey League days.
Well, you know, I entered the league as a 16-year-old there with the Kelowna Rockets. Real fortunate to start with an organization that is so prestigious and so successful with their championships that they've had and all the great years. You know, I was fortunate as a 16 to win a Western Hockey League championship and be a part of a good team for a few years. And then when I was 18, I got traded and moved over to the Regina Pats, and that was a great experience as well. I mean, they're so rich in the community there and instilled a lot of great values in me moving forward with my life.
Now, you went out east to take advantage of your WHL scholarship, the University of Waterloo. Talk about your time there and your decision to go there.
You know, the University of Waterloo had a sport management program that was very enticing for me. You know, I wanted to stay in the sport industry when I got finished with school, so I went there and took part in that program, and it was a great experience. You know, the University of Waterloo is a real educationally renowned school, obviously, for some of their major programs like engineering and that, but they have a great sport management program there, and obviously the hockey side of things too. The CIS is such a competitive league, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of a very good team my last year going to the CIS National Tournament, and you know, I don't regret going to that school, and my time there was great.
All that transitions to your role now with the Western Hockey League, and one of your first orders of business is the annual U.S. Prospects Camp coming up in Anaheim. For people that don't know what that is, Kurt, maybe just break that down for me again.
Yeah, the U.S. Prospects Camp this year is going to be a camp for 1999-age Bantams going into the Western Hockey League draft in May. Everybody will be eligible at this camp. There's obviously a situation where we bring some underage kids, but mostly everybody there will be in 99. You know, it's a great opportunity for kids across the Western United States and all of our eligible states in the United States to come to this camp and take part and let all 22 member teams that we have there scout these kids and look forward to having them enter the league in a couple years.
Yeah, it really is, you know, highly scouted. It seems like there's more and more American players coming up over the years, especially the U.S. teams. I mean, this has become, I guess, a can't miss for WHL teams as they prepare for the Bantam draft just a month after that.
Oh, exactly. You know, every team's represented there. You know, you're going to get either a general manager or a head scout from all the teams down at this tournament, just because there's been so much success in our teams finding guys down there. I mean, every year you're going to find almost about 20-plus guys that have gone to that camp that are playing in our league any given season. So it's definitely been something that's grown into a very positive thing for our league over the last 9 years.
Well, not a bad way to go there, spending 4 days in Anaheim in April. So have fun with that, and best of luck in your new position there with the WHL.
I appreciate that.
Hey, that's the show this week. I want to say thanks to our guests, Milan Dragicevic in Vancouver, Curtis Lazar, and as well, Kurt Hill. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.